New South Wales Premier Chris Minns has defended his government's decision to demolish formerly vacant water-damaged homes in Lismore, where squatters have been residing amid flooding caused by ex-tropical cyclone Alfred. The northern New South Wales properties were bought by the government after the devastating 2022 floods because they were considered hazardous. Those residing in the Pine Street homes say they will resist any eviction, but Premier Minns insists the squatters are putting their own lives and the safety of State Emergency Service volunteers at risk. Mr. Minns says the government must abide the rules and denies the collective's demands to move to the top of the queue for social housing.
We are not going to be in a situation any longer where we are putting people in harm's way when the government has spent nearly $1 billion trying to relocate people out of harm's way, out of the flood zone, out of a situation where SES volunteers have to risk their own lives to keep people safe. Now, we're not going to solve the state or the Northern Rivers housing challenges by locating people on flood-prone land. It's dangerous, it shouldn't have happened, and we needed to make a decision.
He added that calls to relocate hundreds of homes to safer locations were impractical in current circumstances.